Consciousness manifested. Out of himself, God conceived and brought forth the perfect creation, which was very good. In his own likeness and image, he brought forth man, who was also perfect, and gave him dominion over all the rest of creation. Man is God in expression, the avenue, the only avenue, through which God reveals himself to his creation. In man resides all the power of God, and it is only through man that this power is exercised. To man was given the ability to say I, or be conscious of himself. This consciousness would, as God did in the beginning, bring into manifestation whatsoever it conceived. Regrettably, this consciousness conceived the belief that it was separated from God, and immediately began to bring forth all the manifestations ensuing from that belief. The perfect creation, including man himself, began to manifest the imperfections, limitations, and disharmony that entered into the consciousness of man, disease, age, poverty, hatred, and all the works of the flesh. It could not be otherwise, because man has dominion. Just as God let the original perfect creation come into manifestation, even so man sees and experiences whatsoever he lets into his consciousness, and hence into manifestation. Man is the temple of God, through whom the power of God finds expression, according to what is in that temple, consciousness. God himself descended into this world, which was brought forth from man's consciousness, and which bore no resemblance to the kingdom of God, which is the original world created by God. God descended in the form of Jesus, taking upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh, the belief in man as a separate entity from God, in order to bring man back to his original heritage. Jesus had to, by communing with the Christ within, recognize his oneness with the Father, his own divinity, thus becoming the firstborn among many brethren. Being born of the Spirit, he moved into the consciousness that he was spirit being, and therefore one with the Father within who did the works through the temple whom we call Jesus. In that consciousness was no disease, lack, or even death. That consciousness could walk on water and feed 5,000. It could heal the sick and raise the dead, because that consciousness was not aware of sickness or death. Jesus gave us the object lesson of cleansing the temple of the money changers, merchants, and thieves, to show us that we must drive from our consciousness whatever thoughts and beliefs are stealing our inheritance of righteousness, peace, and joy, as we leave this world and take up residence in the kingdom of heaven. We are, of course, still in this world, but not of it, because it is no longer in our consciousness. Why do you think Paul admonished us to look not at the things that are seen, but rather at the things which are unseen and eternal? Why do you think he told us to think on only the things which are lovely and of good report? Because whatever is in our consciousness is what is manifested in our life and universe. The reverse is also true. Whatever is manifested in your body and world is in your consciousness, a very bitter pill to swallow. There is but one way to be rid of all the manifestations that are abhorrent to us. We must remove them from our consciousness, from our awareness. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We must be absent from the body and present with the Lord. We must begin to take our dominion very seriously. We mustn't pray to God to sovereignly deliver us from that which we have brought into manifestation. It was the power of God invested in us that got us into the mess that we're in, and it is that same power invested in us which will get us out, when we dare to believe the truth that though we are already in the kingdom of heaven here and now, we will never experience it while we are aware of this world of pain and sorrow. As the within, so the without. As we, like Jesus, go unto the Father within and become aware of true perfection, That perfection will begin to be manifested in the visible world. We will begin to do the works that Jesus did and said that we would also do, because we will have the consciousness that Jesus developed, or the mind that was also in Christ Jesus. Perhaps the contemplation entitled Cause and Effect will clarify this even further.